Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 98th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Love is a Crock, original air date July 11th, 1998. We start with a very familiar and welcoming song. It's black and white footage of an episode of Baby Doll's TV show. I love Baby Doll. We haven't seen her in a while, but she's like one of the favorite characters of the series for me. In the episode, her parents come home and they open the front door and a flood of bath bubbles pours out of the house. And Baby Doll tumbles out into her dad's lap.
Huh? Hey! Oh! Baby, did you use the whole box of bubble bath?
I didn't mean to.
We pan back and we see that this is playing on a TV in a hotel lobby. Now here's a fun fact that I haven't mentioned before. In the redesign era, everyone now has color TVs. If you remember, in the original run, the TVs were in black and white, except for Bruce Wayne's TV sometimes. Anyway, Baby Doll seems to be either working as the receptionist at this cheap motel, or she owns it. It's never really made clear. Some stereotypical tourists walk in. You know, like the Hawaiian shirts and sandals with socks, lady with like a big old hat and obnoxious voice. The man seems to be drunk. He fell and lost the hotel key. So the wife asks for a new key. And then the man recognizes Baby Doll. He bugs her about her being famous before. He pulls her hair loose. So she had her hair like in the little styled bun. He pulls it loose. And he's like, see, it is you. It is Baby Doll. Do something funny. So she grabs the man by the nose, slams his face into a book, and closes the book on his head. She says her line of, I didn't mean to. But she doesn't do it in the Baby Doll voice, which just sounds creepier, honest. Like, if we're honestly speaking here.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Baby Doll leaves to her room and she is angry that people don't understand her.
Why don't they ever understand? I'm not a baby. I'm not a child. I'm just different.
She sits on her couch to watch TV, where she has a huge Yogi Bear stuffed animal and a cat stuffed animal. And I mention this because I love how her teddy bears are missing an eye. Just like her original doll that had a gun hidden inside of it from her first appearance. Pretty cool throwback. She turns on the TV, and it appears that there's a Baby Doll marathon happening. And I think the show wasn't called Baby Doll, it was called Love That Baby. But anyways, there's a marathon happening. She changes the channel, and a trial sentencing for Killer Croc is happening. Now, I'm not sure if we have seen Killer Croc since the redesign. I remember talking about him, but I don't remember if it was on the air. But, I am not a fan of his new design. He is now literally green and has a reptilian-like head. I don't like how it looks just because it looks too generic. Imagine any reptile alien or lizard man from any show, and that's basically what he looks like. Before he was like the stupid gray hulking creature, he had more of a unique design that helped him stand out, I think. So this is way too generic for me. Anyways, Croc is in a straitjacket, and the judge says that he is competent to stand trial for first-degree murder. Croc says that no one understands the hard life he has had to live being a freak. He breaks free from his straitjacket and starts destroying the courtroom. He's tossing around cops, and the cops are just like straight out opening fire at Croc. He jumps through the window to the outside, but Batman arrives. Batman kicks Croc and literally puts Croc's head through the front grill of a semi-truck as it was moving and through the radiator since the truck comes to a dead stop and starts emitting steam. Croc pulls his head out of the truck, and Batman tries to murder Croc by throwing a knife at his head. Okay, it's a batarang. But we know those things are sharp. Seeing how when Batman misses, they stick through cement walls. Also, if you ever read Image Comics, Spawn slash Batman... Well, first of all, I'm sorry. I've read it. It's awful. And secondly, Batman throws a batarang at Spawn's face, and it literally cuts his face in half. Croc cringes back in pain, because he just got hit in the face with a knife. But wait! Croc has the batarang in his teeth. He bites it, chews it up, and spits it back out at Batman's feet. So, whoa! That's pretty badass, actually. So we have had precedent of how strong Croc's mouth is, because if you remember, he bit through his chains when he escaped the train last time we saw him. Croc tries to run away, but Batman kicks him against the wall. He punches him out, then he uses a tranquilizer to put him down, and then he proceeds to kick him on the floor for the next 10 minutes. I mean, it's very unusual, because the episode's only 22 minutes long. So it's very unusual though that they would dedicate almost half the runtime to Batman kicking an unconscious man, but hey, it is what it is. Baby arrives at the scene, and she sees Croc down and feels bad and starts crying for him. We're in a prison where Croc is being kept in a water tank for some reason. He has a visitor, and it's Baby Doll. She has her hair up, and she's dressed all nice like a secretary. She has an entire raw chicken with her. Like, she's carrying a purse that has raw chickens in it. She feeds them to Croc, who now just eats raw meat, I guess. Now, I don't know, because it's weird because even in the action figure for the redesign of Croc, it has a small baby doll figure with it, and it has a raw chicken accessory. Anyway, she says she understands him, and Croc tells her that it's too bad they didn't meet earlier because he's being taken away to life in prison that night. She tells him not to lose hope since fate could still take a hand. It's nighttime, and Croc is being taken to prison via an armored truck. Croc is all chained up to the walls of the truck, so he can't escape this time. He can't bite through the chains. The cop drives through a hillside when suddenly a ball rolls into the street, and a little girl runs after it. The truck swerves so as not to hit the girl, and it rolls and crashes off a cliff. At the bottom of the cliff, the cops are hurt but moving, and the little girl appears again. It's Baby Doll. The cops ask her what she's doing out there. She almost killed them, and Baby Doll says, "I didn't mean to." And then she shoots the cops in the face with a taser. Baby Doll goes inside the truck and frees Croc, so they run away together. We cut to a lair inside the sewers where Baby Doll has made a home for her and Croc. Croc arrives, and Baby Doll greets him with kisses, but Croc doesn't seem to care. He just puts her down. He shows her newspapers, showing their crime sprees, and calling them the Bonnie and Clyde of Gotham. Baby Doll thinks that's romantic. Croc pulls out a copy of the Daily Planet, and that's the newspaper where Clark Kent and Lois Lane work. He's proud that even other cities are talking about their crimes. Now, funny note here, in the Daily Planet newspaper, there is an article saying, "Superman's hands full," explaining why Superman just doesn't fly over to Gotham and stop them. Croc grabs a handful of cash, and he's about to leave. But Baby Doll grabs his leg and tells him not to go. She wants him to spend time with her. Croc is about to backhand Baby Doll, but thinks about it twice. Like, he literally raises his arm, about to smack her in the face. He tells her to plan their next heist, and then he leaves. We see Batman and Batgirl on the Batboat, just riding around like morons, trying to find Croc and Baby Doll. They're trying to find the clue about Croc because apparently all their crimes have taken place near water, because Baby Doll has been planning to kill her Croc's strings. And Batgirl has a question for Batman that he doesn't seem to be too comfortable with.
What do you suppose they do on a date?
I don't want to think about it.
Oh, Batman. Somehow a crocodile man and an adult woman trapped in a kid's body is still less creepy than you and your teenage girlfriends. We see a boat, a casino boat, and Baby Doll and Killer Croc walk in. They're not disguised at all, but no one seems to notice that this weird-ass couple that has been all over the papers, and I'm assuming the news, is on the boat. I mean, Croc is like a 7-foot-tall green monster. He wears a hat and a trench coat, but that doesn't make him invisible. Although it does work for the Ninja Turtles and the Thing and various other creatures who just wear a trench coat and a hat that seems to hide them. Also, Baby Doll is not dressed differently at all. She has her hair in pigtails, and she has her pink dress, and she looks exactly like she does on her own TV show. Anyway, a guard stops Baby Doll because she says kids can't be inside the casino. This causes a distraction, which lets Croc literally pull a man through a wall. He grabs the dude inside the cashier, he grabs him by the collar, and literally pulls him through a wall. Why would you need a distraction for this? It wasn't like he was being stealthy. Baby Doll throws her ball, and it explodes into knockout gas, knocking everyone out as Croc takes all the money. So wouldn't the smarter plan be for Baby Doll to explode the ball when the guard thought she was a little girl? And then once everybody is knocked out, Croc could like just break the wall and take the money? Or not even break the wall, open the door and take the money. Batgirl has spider sense or something because she just suddenly knows Croc and Baby Doll are on the boat. Seriously, they're on the bad boat. I mean, I guess we see people run out in panic, but all of a sudden Batgirl's like, that's where they are! She just, women's intuition, I guess. While trying to escape, Croc literally runs through a wall. What the hell? Does he have the power of the Crimson Gem of Sidorak now? Oh, that's a deep cut for all you X-Wing nerds out there. Batman and Batgirl show up. Croc runs away from them. And as they run, Batgirl throws a batarang that cuts open the bag with the money, making it spill all over the floor. So remember what I mentioned about throwing knives. Croc is angry, and he beats the ever-loving crap out of Batman over this. He throws a giant roulette wheel at a sign, making it explode and causing Batgirl to be trapped under a poker table and Batman to be tossed against the slot machines and having that wheel fall on top of him. Croc runs back to the money, but Baby Doll tells him to let it go. Croc says he's not leaving without the loot. He carries it, and they escape. Batman runs after them, but Baby Doll throws exploding jacks. If you remember the little kids game jacks, where you throw the little star shapes on the floor and have to grab as many as you could as the ball bounces. Don't know the rules. I don't think I ever played it. Maybe once or twice. I don't remember. But anyway, she throws exploding jacks at him, and they do manage to escape. Batman follows the trail of dropped money and sees them get into the sewers. Back at the lair, Croc is losing it. He's tearing everything apart. He's throwing lamps against the wall, destroying all the furniture. Baby Doll tells him not to be mad, but Croc says that he's leaving for a while. Baby Doll doesn't want him to leave. She grabs onto his leg again. Croc smacks her in the face, and he leaves Baby Doll just sitting there crying as she tells him that she loves him, but he just walks away. We're in the Gotham docks, where Croc is smooching with two ladies of questionable morals. Two ladies of the night, if you will. Two ladies who prefer the company of men. Two ladies of ill repute, we shall say.
You're in the chips, huh, Croc?
Yeah, I'm heading for the big time, and I mean solo.
Oh? What about the little woman?
Couple more jobs and I ditch the Cupid doll and blow this burg.
Baby Doll was hiding out. She was following Croc. She was hiding, so she hears all of this. She gets angry and starts crying. We go back to Croc's lair where he is sleeping. Baby Doll apologizes for trying not to let him go out earlier, and she gives him a kiss. Now, I mentioned how this series used to do like these little subtle things. I mean, they still do, but not as much as before. But I love it when they do things like this. After she kisses Croc, he looks happy. Like, he really cares. Like, he's never had that before, so he likes it. He likes that somebody likes him. But then he, like, shakes his head like, no, wait. Like, what am I doing? I'm a bad guy. So I just like those little subtle character hints. He pushes her away, and she tells him that she has a plan for their biggest crime ever. A crime that will keep them warm forever and ever. We see Batman and Batgirl exploring the sewers. And Batgirl is just weird in this scene. All she does is whine about the smell. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the smell out of my costume or my nose. And then she gets scared by a rat. And not like it startled her, but like, she sees two rats and runs away screaming like a little girl. Batman and Batgirl reach Croc's lair. They explore, and Batman finds a drawing of Baby Doll's plans. It seems that she's gonna hold Gotham at ransom by threatening to explode a nuclear plant. Batgirl is a complete idiot, and she starts playing with a doll. She finds a doll on the table and starts playing with it like a little girl. Like, what is she, five? Oh, wait, yeah, she's dating Bruce. She's really young. So, the doll's head falls off, and it's a bomb. Batman and Batgirl dive into the water and manage to survive. So, really, what the hell's up with Batgirl? Like, why is she being so dumb? Last episode, she set off the booby trap in Firefly's lair. So, like, she just stupidly flipped a switch. Oh, here's a giant switch. Let me just flip it. Like, I don't know. I don't know why they're making her dumb. We're at the power plant, where Croc and Baby Doll have taken over the control room.
What's black and white and radioactive for 20,000 years?
What?
Gotham City! After the big boom, silly!
So now what? We call the cops and demand a payoff, right?
No. We don't do anything.
What? What are you saying?
The Cupid doll knows all about your little excursions down to the docks. I won't let you betray me again. When the reactor reaches critical mass, you and I will die together and take all of Gotham with us.
Baby Doll pulls some levers to set up the explosion. Croc tries to stop her by punching her across the room. That's his solution. He punches her. She tells him to go ahead and stop it himself. He looks at all the controls in confusion because he's stupid. But at that moment, Batman breaks in through a window. He throws like this little sonic sonar device that just explodes every window. And Batman just starts beating the crap out of Croc. Croc tries to explain that they need to stop Baby Doll, but Batman just kicks him in the mouth before he can even finish explaining. Batgirl shows up and just violently beats the crap out of Baby Doll. Like, oh my god, this is graphic. I mean, you see chunks of flesh and bone and blood, and oh my god, it goes on for like 10 minutes, which is weird because they already had 10 minutes of Batman beating up Killer Croc, and now it's another 10 minutes of Batgirl beating up a 5-year-old. So, oh my god, it's so weird. Don't even bother looking it up though, it's true, just believe me. Because, I mean, well, last time we saw Batman beat up Baby Doll, I mean, a grown man beating up a woman with the body of a 5-year-old, but Batgirl wants to prove that she can also be a violent psychopath, I guess. Batgirl tries to shut down the controls and the explosion. Batman and Croc fight as Baby Doll runs away. Batgirl does stabilize the reactor. Croc gets away and Batman tells Batgirl to stay at the controls. Croc chases after Baby Doll and Batman after Croc. Croc catches Baby Doll and he grabs her by the leg. He dangles her over a ledge.
Okay, baby. Now we'll play my kind of game.
He then just drops her into a giant spinning blade below. Dude, that's a crappy game. What are the rules? I grab you by the leg and throw you to your death. Batman saves Baby Doll before she is killed, and Croc jumps down below to continue the fight with Batman. They keep fighting over the ledge of this giant blade. It's just like a giant fan blade. And Croc even pushes Batman's head down to the blades, and we see sparks come out of Batman's pointy ears as they hit the metal. I thought that's pretty cool, because you always figured that his ears are just like cloth. But I guess it shows that he is kind of wearing a helmet, so that's pretty cool. I like that. Croc grabs Batman, but Batman drops his tranquilizer gun. Croc is about to throw Batman into the blade, but Baby Doll uses the tranquilizer gun on Killer Croc. Batman beats up Croc, and Croc, oh my god, I've been saying Croc so much. So Killer Croc, trying to be clever, rips off a pipe, which is boiling water, I guess. The water explodes as Croc rips the pipe off the wall. It launches Killer Croc across the room, knocking him out, or boiling him alive, I'm not sure which, because there's a lot of steam coming from that water.
You shouldn't have done it, Crocky. You shouldn't have made Baby angry. We could have been so happy and lived happily ever after. Just like on TV.
Baby Doll runs over and grabs Croc's head and she cries over his body. The end. All right. That was a fun episode. I liked it a lot. So let's go out and let's see if we have any after show notes. This marks the second and last appearance of Baby Doll on Batman the Animated Series, and it's a shame. I feel that she is a truly fun and interesting villain that wasn't explored much. She was really explored in her first appearance. Right here, they explore the thing about her feeling lonely, feeling isolated, finding a kindred spirit in Croc because she believes herself to be a freak. They did this already with Croc. The last episode we saw him in... Actually, no, the last episode we saw him in was Bane. But the last standalone episode we seen him in was when he was holding the Freak Show Circus hostage. So we kind of seen that thing where Croc, even though he's a freak, even though he calls himself a freak, and he generalizes himself as being an outsider, he has these people that can sympathize with him, but he still treats them like dirt because he's a bad guy. So we've seen this before, so it's a fun episode, but I feel we've already explored this territory. Like I said, Baby Doll, I like her a lot. I thought they could have done so much more with her. I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever read her in the comics. I think they could do so much more. Same could be said for another one-time villain, and that's Red Claw. Because, man, she was great and criminally underutilized. I don't think we ever see Red Claw in the redesign era. The last time we saw her was in the Lion and the Unicorn episode, which was the last episode of the series' original run. I think they could have done so much more with her. Both these villains are great. I still like that Croc is an unrepenting a-hole, and he's not sympathetic at all, because as I mentioned before, the thing with Croc is that he is just a bad guy. Even if he wasn't a freak, he would still just be a criminal. He is just a bad guy, and I like that. Not every Batman villain you have to feel sorry for. Not every Batman villain has to have some sort of mental disease. This guy just happens to have this deformity, but he is just bad to the core, and I really like that. So where would I rank this episode? Why don't we find out when we go to the Batcave Archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
All right. The Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 98. We're almost at 100. Two more episodes and we're at 100. There, I believe, are... I think I've said before 120 episodes in total. But there might be less, actually, because this, I haven't mentioned, is the last episode of the fifth season. Meaning we're going to be running into the final season next week. I'm trying to check to see how many episodes are left. I believe there might be 15 episodes left. So there is obviously less than 120 episodes. And I am way off. There are only 11 episodes left. So this is it. We're like in the last stretch here. We're in the home stretch. We're ready to just finish this race. But let's get back to this episode. Where would I rank it? It's a fun episode. I like it. But as I mentioned, it's themes that I believe have been explored before. I really do like that they used Baby Doll again. I'm not a fan of Killer Croc's redesign. And Baby Doll doesn't really have much of a redesign. She looks more stylized. She doesn't look as... I want to say off-putting. She looks like she belongs more in this universe. In her first appearance, she looked like very Looney Tune-like. In a world where people were more realistic-looking. But here, she fits in a lot better. This, as I said, this is a fun episode. I don't think it's one of the best, though. So, let's look somewhere around the middle. This is episode 98, so somewhere in the middle, like around 50, Eternal Youth. That's a good one. I like that one. That's the one where Poison Ivy's turning people into trees. I think it might be ranked a little lower, because there's a lot of good stuff after that. Let's look at the 60s. Birds of a Feather, that's the one where Penguin, that's actually his best episode. The one where he tries to fit into society. Riddler's Reform, that's another good one. So I think it might be too high. Let's check the 70s. Night of the Ninja. I had issues with that one, but that's a cool episode. Bane, I mentioned before, seems more like fan service. It's still pretty good. Avatar, that's the episode where Ra's al Ghul brings a mummy back to life. I like that one a lot. It all looks like some pretty good stuff. Let's look at the 80s. We have The Strange Secret of Bruce Wayne, and that's the episode where Hugo Strange is trying to ransom off Batman's identity. I am not a fan of that episode. I thought that episode could have gone so much better. They could have done more with it than what they did, so I'm not really a big fan of that. I believe this episode is much better than that one. Right above that, though, we have The Demon Within, and that's the episode with Etrigan, the demon. And you know what? That's a pretty fun episode. As much as I complained about all the magic, I think that's a better episode than this one, but only slightly. As I mentioned, the only thing I feel holding this episode back from being ranked a little bit higher is the fact that we've explored these themes with these villains before, with both of them. With Baby Doll feeling like an outsider, and with Croc feeling like an outsider. It's just that now we're combining them. You know what? I think that's a good place for it. Right above The Strange Secret of Bruce Wayne. Right below The Demon Within. So our new number 79 is Love is a Croc. Alright everybody, that's going to be it for this week. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to Captain_Marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are precious.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find out.